Hey guys, this is going to be a two-part episode. As I'm editing, I'm realizing that we have a little bit too much on this topic to just cover it all in one episode. But part two is going to be out as soon as I'm done editing. So I hope you enjoy.
But well, I was at the psychiatrist today.
Yeah.
And we actually talked about that. The whole short-term memory and how, well, when I'm there, I always talk about me and how I was treated. But I know that it was the same for you. So basically how we were treated.
Yeah. So what did you say?
How it feels like my memory is like ruined and I can't remember simple things. And he's like, she said that it's like very normal after a relationship like that. It's you have to think of when does it happen. Does it happen more often when you're triggered? Does it happen more often if you have a disagreement with Ty? Then he says something and you plan in your head what you're going to say. But by the time it's your time to talk, you don't have nothing to say because it's all gone.
Yeah.
Because you're triggered.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Before we jump into this episode, we wanted to remind you that we swear a lot as we go through this and that we'll be talking about different subjects that may be triggering to some listeners, such as domestic violence, sexual assault, covert control, sex, and overall R-rated material. We won't be talking in depth about most of these things in each episode, and if we are, we will give you a trigger warning before we delve into something too deep. But we wanted to start each episode with saying, look after your own mental health, and if it's not worth it today, don't listen to the episode.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm just coughing because I just ripped a fat bong. Okay, 7 in the morning.
Okay, but if we're getting into the conversation of how I found out that he was married or you guys were married, then I can't eat.
All right. Well, I was talking about the ring and how that was held over my head. And then I guess before we go into how you found out that he was married, so we were back in Poland after we got married. And we got married. And then I wasn't allowed to tell my parents beforehand. I did want to, but he didn't think that was smart. So then, because, they could have talked me out of it. So he just wanted me to put it on Facebook that we were married.
And not even call and tell them?
No. He said, we've been together forever, babes. They're going to, understand, or they'll love it, or, whatever. And I knew that I had to, tell them. And I was nervous about how my mum would react. And so I called my dad and I said, Dick and I have loved each other for a very long time. And, we actually just got married in Vegas. And he was like, he reacted well. It was positive. He knew very well how he had to be. And, I figured this would happen. And also my dad is a little bit oblivious, he's not like mum. And so I told him and I said, could you please tell mum? And we're on different time zones and stuff. And I said, and in about an hour, we'll put it on Facebook, because Dick really wanted to put it on Facebook immediately. And I was like, I don't want people to find out on Facebook, right? Like, I want to be able to tell a few people.
Yeah.
And so he, and we, I said, you know, get in contact with mum. He said, I'll call her right after this. And then we hung up and then we waited the hour and then we put it on Facebook. He didn't let me tell anyone else. Everyone else had to find out from Facebook, all my best friends and everything. And
did he have a best man or?
No, it was just us.
A proper Vegas wedding.
Yeah, I was wearing flip-flops, thongs, Havaianas, yeah. You know that brand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dad let me know, hey, I didn't. He told Mum, but I think she might have seen it on Facebook before he told her. And she obviously wasn't very happy. You know, there's a reason I didn't want to tell her. She was not happy for the right reasons, right? And she wrote me a long email a couple of days later because she had no phone number or anything, you know.
Yeah.
And said that, you know, I'm such a smart, independent young woman, so intelligent, and she doesn't understand what this marriage is going to give me, and that, you know, Vegas on top of it. Like, it was I will tell you, it was a mean email. And it said that Vegas is the armpit of society, and that, you know, she has no idea why an intelligent young woman today would get married and what the benefit from that would be. It was very, you know, I wasn't getting along with her at the time. And so I just forwarded it to my dad and I said, here's what your wife thinks about marriage.
Sounds like, you know, something my mum could have said.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And you know, it didn't cause any fights with them, whatever. He knew where it was coming from, but I didn't talk to my mum for a long time after that. But I knew exactly where it was coming from. It meant, like, Caitlin, what are you doing? You know, and like she would say to her friends, Caitlin's very strong. She's just not being very strong right now. So she was probably like, what are you doing? And like, if you are going to get married, like, let's do a wedding then, like in front of your family. Like, well, why would you go to some little chapel in your flip-flops in Vegas? Like, I understand. And as a mom, I can't imagine. But so then we married.
You said, that you had this conversation with your mum where you were saying that you feel trapped.
Yes.
And that was before you went to America. So that was also before
you... That would have been years before any of this, because that was before America, before Europe. Now we're back in America.
Mm. So don't you think that whole email and everything she said don't you think it comes from that as well?
Yes.
Do you think she knew you were in a relationship you didn't want to be in?
Of course.
So it's kind of like that as well, you know?
Yeah. I would have written the same. If it was me and that was my daughter, my email would have been meaner. And it's not in a way to be mean to the girl, but I could, the frustration and the hurt and the just walk away from him and block him on your phone and you could be free as a mother. I completely get it.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So now we're married. We go back to Poland and he gets out the engagement ring, which is really ugly. Maybe I'll put it on our Instagram.
You want to post it on Instagram, a picture of it?
Yeah, on our Instagram, in case people are interested in what it looked like, because it was horrific.
Do it. I'll leave it in there. In the episode that you're going to post it. Yeah, leave that in.
You can check out the wedding ring on our Instagram.
Yeah.
it's so gross. So
I've seen it. It's not pretty. Remember, you were like, oh, it's not that nice. And I was like, I was having such a hard time telling you, like, It's not nice. Even though you were saying it yourself, I'm like, how? What happened? Like, why?
So gross.
Like, I don't understand what Dick was thinking about, because he was always like, if I had jewelry that wasn't white gold, it wasn't good enough. It's like, oh, it looks like shit. It's shit. And I'm like, yeah, but it's silver or it's steel or whatever, but it wasn't good enough. It wasn't classy enough. And then That's the ring he gave you? Like,
well, it was apparently white gold, but who knows?
Have you checked it?
We lost it. I lost it, remember?
Yeah.
Someone, I think, took it at a party, or who knows? It went missing in the house, yeah. And I could have lost it. I mean, could it, you know, we also had two cats, could have been eaten. But
yeah.
Okay, so we go back to Poland, and I'm wearing his mum's engagement ring because I've always had that. She gave that to me early on. And so I was just wearing that in place. And then he went up to his suitcase and got out the ring and brought it down to me and swapped her for the ring in front of his family. And I felt, you know, really proud, and really proud to be married. And a sense of relief in a way that, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but because when you're fighting all of the time and all of the fights or anything you do wrong, there's always this threat of him gonna leave you, right?
Yeah, I was about to say that, yeah.
Fight without him turning into you being super apologetic and please don't break up with me. Like, I can't explain how it turns into that, but every fight does. It's even always. If it starts off with, hey, you're cheating on me and I have proof, it ends up with him breaking up with you.
Yeah. Always. Always, always, always.
So I felt now very secure in that sense, because he had always said he don't believe in divorce and that you only get married once, and that his views truly were that if you got divorced, no matter what happened after then, even if you were married, you're just cheating on your first husband. In the eyes of God, anything after that is adultery.
He told me the exact same thing.
Mm.
You only get married once. And he would talk about getting married in the future.
And he's already married.
What a fucking hypocrite. Like, talking to me about, once you get married, you only do it once, it's for life, blah, 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 blah. Where was the information that he was already married? Like, such a fucking... He would call me a hypocrite all the fucking time. If I only knew, if I only had messaged you, like, years earlier when I wanted to.
And I was trying to find out who you were. Like, when I was messaging his friend, and I was like, you know, can you get in contact with him? And he was like, no. Like, if he was like, no, but this is his girlfriend, I would have reached out. And in a nice way, I probably would have been like, hey, I hope he's doing well, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I would have truly been like, you know, I really hope everything's going well for you, and I hope that he's doing well. And I just wanted to make sure that, I don't know, maybe I would have come maybe I would have approached it like, because I had written to him, does your girlfriend know you're married? Just, you know, like, I was getting to that point. But I remember wanting to message you, but wasn't, I don't remember it being like, I'm going to expose him. It was more just like, hey, do you know that this is...
You didn't know if I knew. You didn't know if he had told me.
Yeah, and just like, I just felt like I was being gaslit when he was like, yeah, they're on their way and with the paperwork, and I just, like, it just felt like he wasn't telling the truth, right? And that's when I was like, does your girlfriend know you're married? Because I just knew if I asked you, hey, do you know, I knew that you didn't know, right? Like, yeah. Because otherwise you would have been like, why aren't you getting divorced? You know.
Just signed the fucking papers already, yeah.
So I knew that you didn't. Yeah. Anyway.
But then he could have never, ever called me a hypocrite.
Right. He would have though.
I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. Like, I don't know. What's the point?
It's just a strange thing to leave out.
If I met him,
you wouldn't have cared.
And he was like, how did your last relationship end or whatever? Like, those conversations you have when you start dating. And you'd be like, oh, we were married. I wouldn't have been like, what? Fuck you. I'm not going to date you. Like, that wouldn't have changed anything.
Would have been
like,
normal.
So what?
Yeah.
You're 37. Like, I'm not fucking
you
surprised.
You kind of expected a past or something.
Yeah. If you have two children as well, it's life. I don't care. That's not.
Like, it is so strange that he didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because yeah, it is not a big deal.
And when I found out, he still lied. He still lied. Why didn't he just gaslight me and say, well, you knew this?
Yeah, like, he could have just said you knew.
You've always known. Yeah, he's gaslighting me all the fucking time. Why not just continue? But nah, he's just. He panicked.
So he told you that we pretended to get married for the government.
Yeah, the thing is, this was like 2019. And
okay.
I started dating him 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like 3 years down the line. And like back in 2016, 17, I think, you were messaging him to get a divorce. And I think we had been in Poland in 2017 sometime, and he lost his phone. So he borrowed my phone and logged into Messenger. And then when I switched accounts, I just switched it on Messenger. And I didn't realize he wasn't logged out. And I was like still logged into mine, but I could just click on that face and then switch to his Messenger.
Yeah.
And then we get back to Norway and he's like at work and whatever. And it pops in on my phone, a message from Caitlin. And I was like, what the fuck? So I go in and then I see it's his profile and not my profile. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I waited until he opened it.
Yeah.
So it's like sitting with my phone in my hand, like waiting for him to open the message because I couldn't open it. Like,
yeah, because then he'll say it's open.
How do you explain that? So I'm like waiting to see that he's opened it. And as soon as he'd open it, I open it. And there's like a few messages and something about address and just send it to my work, whatever. Something like that. I don't see nothing about divorce. And I scroll up because I realized it was you because I had heard your name once before or something.
Yeah.
So I understood that it was you, or it was like I recognized your picture or something like that.
Yeah.
But I realized it was you. And he...
The evil ex.
Yeah. I tried to scroll up, but there was like no messages. None. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was clearly a conversation, but where are all the messages?
Right.
So I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, okay, I just left it. And then like a bit later, I logged back in to see. And then all the messages were gone. Like the whole conversation was gone. So I was like, okay, he's deleting it. Why is he deleting it? And it took me, I think, a couple of days where I kept like looking at the messages, but I never saw anything about a divorce because he was so fucking quick to delete the messages. And it's not like you wrote divorce papers in every single message.
Yeah, probably just said, yeah, can you mail it to me? Or yeah, probably, yeah.
Something, yeah. And then after a couple of days, I wish I would have just waited it out. For like months on end, like you did with the whole catfishing, where you're like, because I knew as soon as I told him I knew he was talking to you, I knew he would know
Yes.
that. Then I would have to tell him, like, I'm logged in, like, you're
You
still
lose
logged in on
all
my phone,
access.
so
Yes.
then I
So
lose the access, you
this would
know?
happen to me often towards the end. Is this the hill I want to die on, where I lose access to knowing what he's doing? So even though I had great evidence of that he was continuing to catfish, that he was continuing in these online relationships, that he was talking to prostitutes, that I had all of this, but I don't that and somehow that's not that bad, right? You're already living with it. So why would you lose your privileges to know what he might be doing for a fight about something that you already know is happening? It's just not worth bringing up because you are so anxious and desperate to know what's going on that you don't want to, you don't, he cannot know that you have access.
Exactly. But then, you know, I didn't have the patience. So, like, a couple of days later, and we're only talking a couple of days. I was like, so who are you talking to? He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, who are you talking to? Like, I can tell you're talking to somebody. And he's like, no, nothing. And I was like, I know you're talking to your ex, and I know you're deleting the messages. And he's like, what do you mean? How do you, what do you, you've been on my computer? Like, he didn't know how I
What to
knew.
do?
So how can he flip it back on me? How
Yes.
can he say I've done something wrong when he doesn't know? I was like,
Yes.
yeah, explain to me. Why are you deleting your messages? And he's
What did
like,
he say?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I know that you're speaking. Go in on your phone. Show me your phone. And he's like,
Are you
okay.
going through my
Goes
phone?
in. Yeah, he's like, you going through my phone? I was like, no, I'm not, because you've been at work, haven't you? He's like, yeah. I was like, and you had your phone with you, didn't you? He's like, yeah. I was like, so
Oh, you're like, so
obviously I
how?
haven't gone through your phone. And he's wondering how I had to tell him eventually, but I left it out for a long time. I didn't want him to know how I knew. But I'm like busting his balls, like, why are you deleting the messages? And he's like, oh, I'll show you. I'm not talking to her. I was like, but I'm telling you that I know that you're deleting the messages. So you show me your Messenger account right now.
Doesn't help
That,
me.
like, it doesn't help. It only if the messages with your ex is not there, then it just
That you
shows me that
delete.
you are deleting it, because I know you're talking to her. And he's like, yeah, but what are you talking about? And I'm like, just tell me, why are you talking to her? Like, I don't have an issue with you talking to your ex if you have unfinished business or whatever. I'm fine with it. I don't care. But you deleting it,
Yeah,
that's
that's where the
shady.
issue is.
And the shady part is what I don't like. If you just came home and be like, hey, I got a message from my ex, blah, 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 I would have been fine with it. I don't care. Like, if you reach out to her or she reaches out to you because you have her stuff or she has your stuff or whatever, I don't care. I'm fine with it. That's life. We're all adults. Like, but he's refusing for like ages. And then I'm like, I'm not, I know you're talking to her. So now tell me what you're talking about, because you're deleting the messages and I don't like it. I was like, you explain all of this to me right now, and then I'll tell you how I know. And he's like, well, it was something about that you reached out to him for whatever reason. I don't remember what reason it was, but he gave me some bullshit reason to why you reach out to him. And the reason why he was deleting the messages was because you were a piece of shit, and every time he answered, he didn't want to see that in his inbox. He didn't want to open Messenger and see your name, because you're such a, like, my ex is such a piece of shit, and you know she left a bad taste in my mouth, babe. You know how bad this was. You know she has my stuff, like, gaslighting 100%. And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. But there's no, like, you can just hide it from your inbox. You don't need to delete all the messages. He's like, yeah, but does it matter? I was like, yeah, it matters because it's shady. Deleting it is shady. I understand you're not wanting to see it, so just move it out of the inbox, but you don't need to delete it. He's like, oh, that's just how it... What are you even talking about? And I'm like, just explain it to me. And then it was like the whole fucking sob story about this statue that was worth so much money, and he got it from his grandma. And now his grandma's dead, and you had it, and you refused to send it. He's like, I've been trying to get my stuff back for years. And every time she agrees to send it to me, but she doesn't have any money ever. Like, she's so bad with money. She's always been bad with money. She never has any money, so she can't send it to me. I was like, just transfer her money to send your stuff. He's like, yeah, don't you think I've done it? I've done it like 4 times, and every time she ends up taking my money and not sending my stuff. So I'm like, okay, I guess his ex is a piece of shit. Like, that doesn't sound right. Like, if it was my ex, I wouldn't want that stuff. It didn't make any sense. But I'm like, okay, yeah. maybe she is some bitch, you know?
I did have a statue of his that was worth maybe $2. And I said that I was happy. I've now sent you the screenshots because I didn't delete anything. But I was saying to him, and I was trying to trick him a little bit back, I said, yeah, I'm happy to send it to you, but I'm just nervous because the divorce papers aren't, like, I'd sent these to him so many times and they weren't showing up. But suddenly, oh yeah, I've signed them and they're on the way, but they haven't shown up. But, you know, but I said, like, I don't remember how I worded it, but like, let me know if these papers show up first, because I don't want to risk your valuable statue in the post if it's not getting to you.
Yeah.
And so it was a way of having him acknowledge in writing that he had received the latest papers. It didn't work, but that's why it was the last piece of getting him to. I was finally holding something over his head, and let me tell you, it was not his grandma's statue. It was a statue that I fucking bought for him in a little thing in Wrocław, Poland, and it cost me 330 złoty, which is about $100, and he can go fuck himself. But anyway, I've got it whenever he's ready.
Yeah, the thing is, we found that statue. We were in the same place, and we found that statue. He's like, oh, this is like similar to the one I had.
And it was like, it's a mass produced fucking tourist attraction souvenir.
No, that's like, that's exactly what it is. But that's what we found, exactly that. And it was like, what, 150 złota? It wasn't a lot. It was a tiny amount.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this is similar. It's like, it's same kind of statue, but mine was like proper. And mine wasn't, this is smaller, and mine was better, and mine was like, his was like a one of a kind something, like this was like plastic shit, and that's not. I was like, but if you want it, just get it. It's like, at least you have something. It's not the same, but at least you have something, and then one day I'm sure you'll get it back, you know? And so that's his whole story, that he's, you need to send his stuff to him, but you never do. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
I'm reaching out to him on Messenger about it, and he's
deleting messages. Yeah, and I'm like, just stop deleting your messages if that's the case. He's like, no, I just can't be fucked. I don't want to see anything other. So he's like gaslighting and like,
and that allows him to delete messages in the future.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because he knows he can't have those messages, because at some point, if he keeps this up, I'll go in, I'll have a look, and I'll find divorce papers, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like the first I hear of you. And I remember, like, I went in to Facebook and I was like stalking you.
Mm-hmm.
And for each year that went by, I kept thinking about you. Like, I wanted to message you so bad, because maybe the first 2 years it wasn't that bad, but after like 2 years it was like everything was getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it in the back of my head, like, is it just me? Is he only doing it to me, or did he do it to her as well?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted, I really wanted to message you, but then I also remembered that you guys were in contact. And I was so fucking scared to message you when I was with him, even after I broke up with him, because that sort of you guys being in contact, and then what if I message you and then you tell him, like, why is your girlfriend messaging me? Like, I didn't know who you were. I didn't know what type of person you were. Like, in my head, all I knew that you were a fucking bitch and I knew nothing about you, you know? Right. So if you were that bitch that he explained, then the risk was not worth the reward, you know?
The
risk was too high. Yeah, but I was always curious, like, that message of, like, hey, how did he treat you? I always wondered. Mm-hmm. And then we fast forward to, like, 2019, and this is the first time I meet his mom. So we go to Poland, and we meet his mom in Poland. Mm-hmm. And we're on, like, 2 weeks holiday or something like that. And we went there specifically to, obviously, visit Poland as always, but also because we went at that time because that's when his mum was going to be there. Uh-huh. And it was like for me to meet his mum. And we had like a couple of days with,
in 2019. Nice time. Hang on, 2019. Okay, so I had lunch with her 2 days before she flew out.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
So she told you that she had just seen me.
Yeah, that's the first I heard of divorce papers.
Yeah.
So this is 2 years, well, 2.5 years after I found the messages between you and him. And now we're like 2 years forward, and I hadn't thought about you. Well, every now and then it would like pop into my head. Like, should I message her or how did he treat her? But it was nothing more than that. And we had been to Poland 100 times and nobody in his family ever talked about you. And it's just, it wasn't hanging above my head other than the fact that I wondered how he treated you.
Yeah.
And a couple of days in, like, we had a couple of nice days and it was like with his family. His family is amazing. Like, they're super sweet. Yeah, his cousins sweet. And yeah, and like, and all the children, like, such sweet, sweet children. And I enjoyed being there. The only thing I didn't enjoy was when we went there, a lot of them don't speak English. So he would have to translate, and then I would be sitting there waiting for him to translate, and then he doesn't translate, and then I turn to him and I'm like, can you tell me what are we talking about? Like, can you translate? Like, and he's like, yeah, I'll do it later tonight. It's just a whatever conversation. We're just talking about the weather. Yeah, we're just talking about the weather or like some bullshit, you know? And you can tell when it's like a bullshit conversation, just chit chat, or when it's like talking about specific things. And the people in his family that do not speak English, they always look at him and then look at you to like, are you going to translate? So they're expecting him to translate. And then he turns and he's like, yeah, it's just a bullshit conversation. I'll tell you later tonight. And then later tonight, he wouldn't tell it. You know, he's like, it was a whatever, you know?
Right.
But his mom speaks English, obviously. And she would like always speak English in front of me. Always, always, always. And with his aunt. Too. Yeah. With his aunt. She would like speak English with her sister, of course. And then she would like turn to me and always translate everything.
Yeah.
But he would always be around. If there were.
Yeah, you couldn't be alone.
No. If there were some of his family members that don't speak English, then he could leave you alone. But yes. If any of them spoke English, he was always there. Always yeah. there. I think, like, to make sure what was said, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so we're having a couple of nice days, and his mom is, like, super sweet, and, me and him went to the shopping center, and then she called, like, where are you guys, blah, 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 and she was going to come down to the shopping center. So she came down to the shopping center, and it was just me and him and her, and she came, met up with us. We were at a store, like, whatever, and she came, like, straight up to us, and she's like, I've been wanting to tell you guys, I've been meaning to talk to you guys, but we haven't had time alone because we were always with somebody else, like more family. So this was like the first time it was only the three of us.
And so, okay, Naomi, so we are getting to the end of our session here. We have about 15 minutes left.
Yes, okay, let's wrap it up.
Silenced the Podcast is co-hosted by Caitlin and Naomi. Join us for weekly visits into the spiral that was.
Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast so far, please like and subscribe, and think about leaving us a 5-star review. It really helps with the algorithm, and it is so much appreciated.
And if you want to connect with us, we're on TikTok.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Silenced at 21.
Yep, so silenced at 21. So it's at the at symbol and then silenced AT 21, the numerals.
Yes.
So check us out there.